Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen during this week, which is Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And when we go to weather spotter training, they often talk about the difference between a funnel cloud and a tornado itself. Can you share what that difference is?
A tornado is a funnel cloud that has contact with the ground. A funnel cloud is just clouds still up in the air, may or may not reach the ground. There will still likely be high winds around it. And I know last summer we had a couple of days where there were little funnel clouds popping down all over the place. They didn't spur a lot of tornadoes, but it's still... people still get apprehensive about it, and that's not a bad thing. You still want to be aware and take appropriate actions and look to your news sources for that information.
And if people see a funnel cloud or if they see a tornado, they believe it has touched the ground, there is debris, should they call that in to you, to 911?
You can call me. If you can report it some way, that's great. Especially if you've had the weather spotter training. But really the best thing that Joe Public can do if you see a tornado on the ground is seek shelter immediately. Then kind of go from there. But make sure that you get yourself into a safe place before you make any phone calls. Please do not just pull out your phone and take a video.
Because it's kind of like when you're on an airplane and they say, put your oxygen on first. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
And then the person
yes.
next to you.
And take care of yourself. Make sure you and those around you are safe, and then go from there.
And Thursday's focus is family preparedness. What should people do at home to be ready for severe weather?
Have the conversation with your family. Make sure that you know how are you going to reunite and get back home and stay in contact with each other. I know I say this every year, but make sure you have a contact outside of the area that you can all check in with, because you might not be able to get a hold of someone, of your family member here, but if you can all check in with a relative who is not in the same affected area, and always text. Text yep. is, you know that those messages are going to get through because they take a little bit of bandwidth, not a whole lot, and cell lines will be down, they'll be inundated, so.
And what are some supplies people should have as they think about family preparedness?
So you always... The basics that you need for every kind of situation. You want water, you want perishable food, you want your weather radio, you want a flashlight, you want backup batteries for these things, you want chargers for your phone that aren't reliant on electricity. And I know I'm sure I talked about this last year. I love solar chargers.
They
are great.
We talked about that during the winter if your car were to go in the ditch.
Yeah. And then one thing that's in our get to the basement kit for the kids is something to keep them entertained, because you know how hard it is to keep toddlers amused when there's no light, when there's no TV, when there's no... Get them some color books and crayons and a nice camping lantern that runs on batteries, so you have your light and you have entertainment.
And like you said, toss on a pair of shoes.
Yes. Shoes, and I know I say this every year too, bike helmets for the kids, pillows, blankets to cover yourself up to help protect from flying debris.
And Friday's focus is flash floods, something that we have seen in the area. So this is something that people really need to keep in mind, because they do happen so suddenly.
They do. And yeah, flash floods happen in a moment's notice. And a thing to note is that the Weather Service has adjusted how they are issuing flash flood warnings. There are going to be different severity levels, so your phone's not going to blow up all the time with those wireless emergency alerts if it's not a really, really significant chance of flash flooding. So I think it was last year we had one where, I know around the square in front of the movie theater, there was some significant flash flooding that would have instigated one of those warnings to come through on all our phones. If it's not going to be quite as bad, it won't go out through that system, but there still will be notification that there are flash floods occurring. turn around, don't drown, and stay out of that water. You don't know what's in it.
Right. Whether you're in a vehicle or on foot, you don't want to enter that water.
Right. Yeah, especially on foot.
Well, and as we saw in Western Iowa last spring, it's not necessarily the water that can be the issue, but the question of if that road is still intact.
Right. We definitely saw a lot of that in Western Iowa last year, where roads were gone, and you couldn't tell because there was so much water. And there's also, you know, we haven't had a bad winter. I still don't think it's over. I'm sure it's going to get cold again. I'm just, you know, Debbie Downer here. But when you've got plows going over the roads, there are new potholes, and you could, if you're walking through it, you can turn an ankle, you can, and there's just, you just never know what's going to be in there. Stay out of the water.
And it doesn't take much to move a car.
Right. It's less than a foot of swift moving water can move a car, less than 6 inches move a person. So especially if there's current, and usually if there's flash flooding, there is a current with that water because there's so much water moving so quickly trying to find its way downhill. So don't go in the water.
And it can happen in the city, like we talked about, or rural roads.
That's right. It can happen anywhere, anytime.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.